This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israeli forces rescued two hostages early Monday, storming a heavily guarded apartment in a densely packed town in the Gaza Strip. As airstrikes carried out to cover the raid killed more than 60 Palestinians, including women and children. The rescue in Rafah briefly lifted the spirits of Israelis shaken by the plight of the dozens of hostages held by Hamas. The nation is still reeling from the militant group's cross-border raid last year that started the war. The overnight bombardment brought devastation in Rafah, which is packed with about 1.4 million people, most of whom fled their homes elsewhere in Gaza to escape the fighting. Donald Trump's claim that he once told a NATO ally that he would encourage Russia to do whatever the hell they want to delinquent members of the group sent shockwaves through Europe over the weekend. But in Washington, most Republicans downplayed or defended remarks that seemed to invite Russian aggression. One person, Senator Marco Rubio from Florida, says he was here when he was president. He didn't undermine or destroy NATO. He says he thinks he'll look at what his actions are rather than what his words are. That's according to Senator Mike Rounds of the state of South Dakota, who has been a strong supporter of NATO and of sending additional aid to Ukraine as the country enters its third year of war of Russia's invasion. U.S. House Speaker Mike Johnson late Monday sharply criticized the $95.3 billion aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and other countries, casting serious doubts about the future of the package, just as Senate leaders were slowly muscling it toward a final vote. Senate leaders, trying to send a message that the U.S. remains committed to its allies, were looking to hold a vote to pass the bill in the early morning hours Tuesday, but Johnson, a Louisiana Republican, said in a statement the package lacked border security provisions. This is VOA News. Pakistan's parliamentary elections left no clear winner. Allies of imprisoned ex-Prime Minister Imran Khan won the most seats in the lower house of parliament in the elections last Thursday. It was a shock outcome given the obstacles, as Pakistan party could hold no restrictions. They won 93 out of 265 National Assembly seats. It's not enough to form a government, though. The other two mainstream parties, led by Khan's rivals, also failed to secure enough seats to form a government on their own. They are the PMLN of the former Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif and the PPP, led by political dynasty Sion Bilal Bhutto Zardari. Indonesia, the world's third largest democracy, will open its polls on Wednesday to nearly 205 million eligible voters in presidential and legislative elections, the fifth since Southeast Asia's largest economy began democratic reforms in 1998. The sprawling area of 17,000 islands and more than 270 million people from about 1,300 ethnic groups is a bastion of democracy in Southeast Asia, a diverse and economically vibrant region of authoritarian regimes, police states, and democracies. Presidential election will determine who will succeed the president, Joko Widodo, popularly known as Jokowi, who is serving a second and final term. The election is shaping up to be a three-way race. Former President Donald Trump is asking the U.S. Supreme Court to extend the delay in his election interference trial, saying he's immune from prosecution on charges he plotted to overturn his 2020 election loss. His lawyers filed an emergency appeal with the court on Monday, just 4 days after the justices heard Trump's separate appeal to remain on the presidential ballot, despite attempts to kick him off because of his efforts following his election loss in 2020. Without immunity from criminal prosecution, the presidency as we know it will cease to exist, Trump's lawyers wrote, repeating arguments that have so far failed in federal courts. President Joe Biden on Monday launched a task force aimed at addressing this systemic problem of mishandling classified information. During presidential transitions, days after a Justice Department special counsel's sharply critical report said he had done just that. Presidential Records Transition Task Force will study past transitions to determine best practices for safeguarding classified information from outgoing administrations, according to the White House. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.